Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On your 1st of September, and of course the first Monday of September is always Labor Day here in the United States of America. Started back in the early 1800s when thousands of workers walked off the job and held an impromptu parade of sorts, more of a march, demanding better work conditions, better pay, and celebrating their hard work. So here we are now on Labor Day 2025. And the weather, not too shabby. The winds are out of the east-northeast at 10 miles an hour at the airport in Kenner. It's only 83 degrees, 76 still north of the lake in Slidell, where we find Phil Grigsby, meteorologist with the National Weather Service at the Weather Service office there in Slidell. Morning, Phil. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing good. Happy Labor Day to everybody that's off today enjoying it, and those that are working like me. You know what? Hey, we'll enjoy it this evening, right, when we get off.
Yeah, someone's got to labor on this Labor Day, and I guess you and I drew the short straws, but that's all right. The weather, not so much the short straw. It could be a whole lot worse. It's not oppressively hot. The humidity, we've taken the edge off of it, and we don't have anything in the tropics to worry about, do we?
That's correct, yeah. We have had these series of fronts coming through, and it looks like that's actually going to be the case all the way through this week and even into early next week. And we like those fronts this time of year because that, you know, pushes all of the any tropical threat away from us. We do have a system out there that's just come off the coast of Africa. It does have a 40% chance of developing over the next 7 days. But all of the model guidance, all the long-range guidance with these fronts coming down and this big trough over the eastern part of the country that's bringing us these somewhat cooler and drier conditions, that's going to curve that storm out into the Atlantic and away from the United States and away from us as well. So at least for the next week and a half, we're looking really good as far as the tropics go. And our weather looks great, too. We're still going to be a little, you know, drier and less rainfall. So a really nice stretch of weather over the next week to week and a half.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Not only do we have conditions that push any tropical formation into the middle of the Atlantic where there's no land, but they also take the edge off of here. Now, I know up north they're celebrating the first fall fronts coming through and temperatures are dramatically lower up there. Here, man, the fronts aren't quite getting here yet this early, and we typically don't expect them to, do we?
That's right, yeah. So the biggest thing that we get is just a little bit of drier air to come in. You'll notice that, you know, the mornings, they're maybe a little bit cooler, but the nice thing is in the afternoon, it's just not as oppressively hot. You know, the heat index values, instead of being 110, they're only about 100. So we'll take what we can get here in early September, but, you know, at least it's allowing us to have a little bit more comfortable conditions. Yeah, you go up north, it was in the 50s. this morning, just north of us up in Tennessee. So, you know, it's not too far away. Another 3 weeks or 4 weeks as we move into October, we'll get those fronts to actually come through. So fall is coming, folks. The summer is coming to an end.
And also good news for most of us, the fact that there's very little rain in the forecast, especially for today for Labor Day, but pretty much all week you don't really have much of a rain chance, do you?
That's right, yeah, and that's that drier air that's coming down with these fronts and this kind of more north wind that we're seeing. So, yeah, it's keeping the rain chances at bay. It's very low rain chances, and most of that's actually going to be more confined to the coastal areas. You know, you get down towards Houma and Galliano and Port Sulphur in those areas. They may see some coastal showers that pop up each day, but even there it's only about a 20 to 30% chance of rain. You get up more into the South Shore and even the North Shore, and the rain chances are pretty non-existent over the next several days. So yeah, very dry stretch of weather that we're coming in. So great for any outdoor activities that anybody has planned.
One thing we've seen that happen in the past, and I know it's not in the forecast here, but I just want to talk about it a little bit, is that when a cold front does come down, which has low pressure associated with it and does get into the Gulf, we've seen in the past where that's able to then take on some tropical characteristics, get organized, and become a threat. None of these cold fronts or dry fronts that we're seeing now are threatening to do that, are they?
That's correct. Yeah, you have to have a certain set of conditions in place in order to do that, and right now we don't. There's a lot of wind shear that's still in place across the Gulf of Mexico and even the Caribbean, so it's a really hostile environment for anything to try to form, even if we do get a front that comes offshore. And also, this time of year, it's a little harder to get that. That's more something that we tend to see early in the season when we're in June. That's where we tend to see more of these fronts that go offshore and try to develop the low-pressure systems. But as we move into the fall, that becomes a little bit less common when you look at the climatology of tropical development. So I think we're looking good there. The wind shear and just the way things typically form this time of year help keep that from occurring.
We're still nearly 2 weeks away from the statistical peak of the hurricane season, and it was forecast to be an above-average season in terms of activity. Do you still see us getting several more named storms before we are done with hurricane season?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, although we haven't had, you know, many storms in the Gulf or in the Caribbean, which we like to see, you know, we are up to the G name. So we're coming up. The next one that forms is going to be Gabrielle. So when you look at the historical averages, we're not too far off from where we typically are. And so, you know, we still also have pretty much the whole month of September and October to go through. And so I do expect that we'll see some activity pick up. It looks like maybe as we move into later September and early October, things may get a little more active. If you've seen, the Pacific has been actually more active recently. They've had several systems develop, and it looks like that pattern is going to shift, and it's going to get a little more busy in the Atlantic as we move into the latter part of September and October. But the good news is for us, we typically see our cold fronts coming down still at that point. And so we're thinking that everything will continue to shift more to the east and be less of a threat for us. But we'll just have to keep an eye on that and see how the pattern shifts occur over the next month and a half.
Phil Grigsby, meteorologist at the National Weather Service office for New Orleans. I guess the biggest concern that we have right now is with these clear skies and bright sunshine, a little UV may be a concern. Sunblock a good idea if you're going to be spending your Labor Day outside, huh?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Tons of sunshine. Make sure you put that sunscreen on. Make sure you protect your skin because nobody wants to get skin cancer later on in their life.
Phil Grigsby, thank you for laboring on this Labor Day, meteorologist at the National Weather Service. This evening, yeah, we'll have to find a way to enjoy the fruits of our labor and celebrate after we get off of work. Thank you so much, Phil. Have a great rest of your Labor Day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We'll be back after this, checking some of your texts on this Labor Day and taking a look at some great stuff we got coming up for you later today here on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.